It seems that people often want to put in minimal effort with you while hoping to get the most in return. Only a few rare souls are willing to genuinely invest in you. Many others choose to hold back. They see you, but it's as though they pretend not to. They recognize your value, but hesitate to commit because, as much as you offer love, you also have a natural detachment that makes you independent, while many rely on the approval and validation of others. Those who hold back from truly engaging with you often rush to invest in others they know aren't on your level. Why? Because they are, at their core, deeply insecure. These individuals fear that if they gave you the same level of care you give them, they'd lose control. They imagine that if they acknowledged your worth, it would somehow empower you to walk away from them. Ironically, these are the same people who act as if they're the ones who don't need others, as if they're focused on self-care and personal priorities. But the truth is, they're pretending. They wish to switch places with you because, unlike them, you possess a unique strength. You have an ability to let go, to walk away, even from long-term connections, like marriages or family ties, if it means protecting your peace and integrity. This capacity to detach can be intimidating, as it shows others a level of inner stability they don't understand. They might not admit it, but there's something about your ability to stay grounded in yourself that makes them uncomfortable. And while they try to project independence, they're often clinging to appearances, hoping it will convince themselves as much as others. When people realize that you see the truth and could easily walk away without looking back, they hold back from truly investing in you. It's not that they doubt your ability to love them. They know you're capable of deep, genuine love. Their real fear is that they'll become so attached to your love that one day they'll face the risk of losing it if you choose to leave. Throughout your life, you've likely faced many endings and disappointments. There may have been countless times you felt deeply hurt or misunderstood by those around you. You often felt as if the way others saw you didn't match who you truly are. This wasn't an accident. Some people purposely misrepresented you to maintain control, to create an imbalance in your relationships. Simply being yourself challenges others, pushing them to confront aspects of themselves they might not like. Healed individuals might rise to this challenge, but others feel threatened. They may have an urge to dominate, control, or even act on desires they don't fully understand or handle appropriately. These people confuse healing with boosting their ego. To them, being okay means keeping up appearances, playing games, or using boundaries as a way to control. But they can't understand how you, in contrast, give raw, real love, and yet still have the power to withdraw it if needed. This ability to love openly while remaining grounded took years of learning, often through painful experiences where you gave too much and saw your intentions misinterpreted. Many of the people who act this way may be close to you, family, friends, past partners, even colleagues. When they interact with you, they feel compelled to be something they're not, to create a version of themselves that doesn't align with reality. They may even try to manipulate or hurt you emotionally to gain control or feel less vulnerable. But your strength lies in staying true to your nature, no matter how others perceive you. You've learned to love fully, but you also know when to walk away, choosing your peace over others' projections. Some people feel the need to diminish you, to look away as if you're invisible, because your light feels too intense for them. They might see you, but pretend not to notice, as if acknowledging you would be too much to handle. This can bruise their ego, and sometimes even those you're romantically involved with feel this discomfort. It's easy to assume that in a romantic relationship, jealousy or envy wouldn't play a role. But the truth is that sometimes a partner can feel overshadowed too. Sometimes it feels like you're in that same role, where people around you seem to grow or move on to better things after you've invested so much of yourself. You're left feeling used, like you're part of others' growth, yet still seeking fulfillment for yourself. It's as if people who get close to you gain a sense of confidence they didn't have before, almost like they start seeing themselves as the one to be admired. They act as if they're the prize, the center of attention, and play a sort of game with you. These same people are often willing to invest deeply in someone they consider a safe bet, someone who doesn't have the same level of independence you do. This reaction stems from your remarkable ability to let go. You're able to change directions, fully commit to new paths, and leave behind anything that doesn't serve you. This unnerves some people, so they try to keep you attached by giving you just enough attention to keep you around, never fully investing. They know that if they offered their all, you'd see right through them and realize that, in comparison, they might not bring much to the table. Instead, they choose to string you along, giving small gestures instead of true commitment, hoping this will keep you within reach. This pattern has been a lesson for you, a reminder of your self-worth. You've gone through so much, from withheld love to unexpressed affection, that eventually you had to see your own value. You've come to understand that you are the real deal, the one with the light, and that the reason others hold back is that they feel intimidated by it. They treat you as though you're not valuable because it's easier than stepping up to match your energy. Many people would rather attempt to take a piece of what you have than do the work to embody it themselves. These are the same people who play a tricky balancing act, wanting to keep you close, but not willing to give what it takes. They couldn't truly stand beside you. They could only bend and compromise, but never match your authenticity. This experience isn't everyone, but it's a pattern you've likely seen, and it's taught you that your light and worth are undeniable, no matter who tries to downplay it. So in avoiding their fears, people end up facing exactly what they hope to escape. They hold back from investing in you, doubting your loyalty and questioning your intentions, when in reality, those doubts stem from their own insecurities about being with someone like you. They project their own uncertainty onto you instead of addressing it within themselves. Through all the rejections and setbacks, you are guided to grow, healing yourself to become someone powerful and magnetic. Your presence alone has the ability to reveal truths, even when you give others the benefit of the doubt. People sense this, and it makes them wary of approaching you with hidden motives. The closer they get to you, the more their flaws become exposed in your light, and many can't bear to face themselves in that reflection. Sometimes, in rare cases, the reaction to your light can be extreme. People may even become hostile, acting out aggressively, as if they want to control or even destroy what they can't possess. They may be driven to take from you, to use your energy, yet fearfully avoid the truth you reflect back at them. This reaction shows how deeply your presence affects them, even if they choose to avoid understanding it. Your journey has led you to face shadows most people hide from, and this has created a sense of peace and strength within you. For a long time, people tried to make you feel as if you weren't enough, planting seeds of doubt that made you question yourself. But instead of breaking you, it strengthened you, allowing you to master both giving and detaching with equal ease. You hold the balance of light and dark, the ability to love fully while knowing when to let go. This duality makes you powerful. People may fear acknowledging this, worried that if they give you that recognition, you'll see your worth and leave them behind. The truth is, you are meant for someone who meets you on your level, someone equally whole and strong. You're not here to build up someone else. You're here to find someone already built, ready to match your energy. This message is for those on a unique path. Thank you to everyone who has trusted me with their stories. I'll continue growing to serve you and spirit.